The book The Darkest Minds imagines a future U.S. where a mysterious disease has killed most of the country's children, and the ones who survived develop special abilities seen as a danger by the government. The dystopian thriller hits the big screen today.
The government wasn't afraid of what happened to the ones that didn't make it. They were afraid of us. Because the ones that survived changed.
The series was written by Phoenix author Alexandra Bracken. Her latest book in the series, The Darkest Legacy, came out this week as well. I spoke with her about the series. Don't worry, no spoiler alerts about the plot here. But I did ask her, what was it about the real world in which we live that compelled her to create this fictional future version of the U.S.?
I am very careful not to intentionally appropriate any real life groups' actual suffering, because there is obviously no comparing the suffering of real life people to fictional characters. I think if you read the Darkest Minds trilogy, you will notice some parallels with current events. But I often think of these events, like September 11th, like the election, and try to put myself back in the mindset of being a young person and how it changes their world and the emotional journey of that versus, you know, mimicking the exact events playing out, just how it feels to be suddenly and rudely awakened out of, you know, a calm and peaceful childhood and suddenly understanding, in the case of September 11th, that the world is actually can be a very violent and very frightening place. That moment of realization has always really stuck with me, and I tried to capture that again with the Darkest Minds trilogy. And then with this past election cycle, I was really thinking about how important it is to care and to recognize your own biases and really question everything, question the information that you're getting, question your own thoughts about things, and to really, you know, open yourself up to hearing the other side, open yourself up to, you know, potentially being wrong and learning from that experience.
Do you find it challenging to try to keep in touch with your teenage and maybe even early 20s self to try to remember what it's like to sort of realize that, you know, the world is not just going to school and coming home and playing with your friends, and to try to remember what it's like when you first learn that the world can be a dangerous place and that, you know, you have to sort of figure out how to question things and even sometimes question your parents or teachers?
Yeah, it's funny. I think because I started writing young adult when I was, I think, still a young adult. I still think 22 is,
sure,
23 is a young adult. And so I felt very close to the age group at that time. And I respect teenagers so much. I think they are so much smarter than anyone gives them credit for. And one of the ideas that informed the Darkest Minds trilogy was, you know, back when I was a teenager, I felt mostly powerless to make any sort of change or have any sort of positive impact on the world. And I felt like I had this urge to go out and do something and to help. But the world does this thing where it pushes back against that natural drive teenagers have. And we do it in small ways, even by saying, like, you'll understand when you're older. Like, this is something that you shouldn't worry about yet. It doesn't concern you. And the really remarkable thing now is seeing young people, you know, all the way from college down now into high school, being so politically active and engaged and civically minded. I think it's wonderful.
I'm curious about how you think the genre that you use, this dystopian setting that you use, how is that? Why did you choose that as your sort of way to talk about some of the issues and the themes that you've wanted to talk about?
My editor always jokes that I didn't know I was writing a dystopian book until it came time to sell it. And that's usually the first time you have to really put a label on your writing. And I think there's some truth to that. I think it really, this Darkest Minds series is kind of a blend of thriller, sci-fi, and also a little light touch of dystopia, thanks to how the government is presented in that book. But the interesting thing about dystopian fiction to me is that it takes something from modern day society and it teases out how it could get worse and how we could potentially respond to it. And so I think the reason I leaned into the dystopia angle was that was the post-September 11th the government policies like the Patriot Act, that was the first time, you know, I had a sense that like maybe the government is like starting to intrude on privacy. That I think is why I ended up ultimately leaning into dystopia, just because that was, it felt like, you know, the first step down a road that could lead to more authoritarian policies in the name of protecting everybody. It felt like they were utilizing the fear that people had and, you know, just the tragedy of the situation in order to justify these things. And understanding that as a young person has changed my life, and I really wanted to write about that.
Yeah, I'm wondering if, like, it's a sort of a delicate balance that you're trying to come up with here, because on the one hand, there are some very serious themes that you talk about, and as we've discussed, kind of a dystopian universe in which your characters are operating. But at the same time, there are some sort of universal experiences and universal thoughts and feelings that pretty much everybody has. I'm wondering about how you try to weave those all together.
If a teenager or a reader senses that you're preaching something to them, you're trying to hammer home some point, it immediately turns them off. And it really is actually a fine balance between getting the theme across while also, you know, writing a book that's really readable and is a page turner and keeps the reader engaged and rooting for the main character. So what I do is, before I ever figure out anything related to the plot, besides like the barest idea of what the plot is going to be, I always start with the main character's emotional arc, because I think ultimately what readers respond to is the main character, what they're going through. If they don't feel a connection to the main character, you know, they never fully engage with the text. And I think having a big emotional arc for that main character feels very rewarding. And you can also get those themes and those thematic points across through what the main character is learning as he or she goes through their story and faces different trials and faces different setbacks. So there is a way to do it, and I think it really is just focusing in on the character and their emotional arc. And that, if you can hook the reader with the character and make them root for the character, then you're kind of set up for success.
Alexandra Bracken is the author of the Darkest Minds book series. The film, based on the first book, is in theaters today.